陈平原先生啊，是北京大学著名的学者。
Mr. Chen Pingyuan is a famous scholar at Peking University.
他也曾经是北京大学中文系的系主任，著作等身呢。
He was also the former dean of the Chinese department at Peking University, and his works include God's Tree.
同时，他也是一位有着反思精神的知识分子。
At the same time, he is also a scholar with a reflective spirit.
最近呢，他在接受采访的时候啊。
Recently, he was interviewed and
讲一段话，分析这个小地方来的人。
Give a speech analyzing the people who come to this small place.
我听了呢，有些感触。
I was touched by it.
在这个采访当中
，In this interview,
陈平原聊到了地域环境跟人成长之间的关系。
Chen Pingyuan talked about the relationship between the regional environment and a person's growth.
陈平原是在广东潮州的乡下长大的。
Chen Pingyuan grew up in the countryside of Kaohsiung, Guangdong.
就是电影《给阿妈的情书》啊。
It's like a love letter from the movie to my mother.
里边这个演的那个地方啊。
The place where the performance is held.
上大学之前呢
？Before college.
他没见过火车。
He has never seen a train.
陈平原说，在北京这样的大城市
，In such a large city like Beijing,
像我们小地方来的人都比较着急。
Like people from small towns, we are all in a hurry.
因为我们走了很远很远的路才来到这里。
Because we have traveled a long, long way to get here.
要非常努力才能站住脚留下来活下去。
It takes a lot of effort to survive.
他说
He said,
从乡下到城市
From the countryside to the city,
从边缘到中心
From edge to center,
这种着急是刻在骨子里的生存的惯性。
This urgency is ingrained in the instinct of survival.
而大城市或者是大地方的孩子呢
？And children from big cities or big towns.
从小就见过各式各样的世界。
I have seen all kinds of worlds since I was a child.
不会特别着急。
I'm not in a hurry.
也不会特别在意。
I don't care about it either.
所以人的成长环境不一样。
Therefore, people's upbringing is different.
看世界的眼神呢、啊，也真的不一样。
The way of looking at the world is also different.
陈平原呢，这是在对自己的成长进行剖析啊。
Chen Pingyuan is introspecting on his own growth.
很坦诚啊。
Very honest.
相信很多人都会有共鸣。
I believe many people will feel the same.
你比如我。从小呢，在东北的乡下出生长大。
For example, I grew up in a rural area in northeast China.
我们的村子很偏僻呀。
Our village is very remote.
离县城就有50里。
50 miles from the county seat.
从乡下到县城。
From the countryside to the county seat.
再到省城。
Then go to the provincial capital.
再到京城。
And to Beijing.
这一路上，不断地往这个所谓更大的地方走。
Along the way, we kept walking towards this so-called larger place.
不断地面对着全新的生活。
Constantly facing new lives.
一路上急吼吼的，有一种刺激。
In a hurry.I felt a sense of excitement along the way.
更有一分紧张。
There is also tension.
这个大城市的人。
People in this big city.
比如说北京人。
For example, Beijingers.
那从小就看惯了这个各种各样的世界。
He grew up seeing all kinds of worlds.
看多了。
I've seen enough.
他们也就不会特别的着急。
They wouldn't be particularly anxious either.
或者是不会特别的在意。
Or they may not care much about it.
因为这一切繁华呀。
Because of all this prosperity.
盛大呀，对他们来说呢，是很自然、很普遍的这个日常。
For them, it was a natural and common daily occurrence.
他们呢，也就没有所谓这个小地方来的人的那种性格里的这种紧迫感，会松弛得多。
It wouldn't have that kind of urgency that people from small places often have.
但是呢，当然也就似乎没有那么使劲努力。
But of course, it also seems that there is not so much effort.
那不是前不久。
That's not recently.
北京有一家那个蛋糕店在招聘启事上啊。
There is a cake shop in Beijing that is discriminating against people.
就写啊，说不招北京人。
Please write something that says not hiring Beijing people.
哎呀。
Oh no.
把一些北京人给气得够呛。
Made some Beijingers so angry.
有人说这是地域歧视啊。
Some people say this is regional discrimination.
我去，这真是活久见了啊。
Well, this is amazing.
北京人还被歧视了啊。
Beijingers are also discriminated against.
其实呢，我觉得这不是说北京人懒。
Actually, I don't think it's because Beijingers are lazy.
而是北京人身上确实是更松弛。
Instead, the Beijing people are indeed more relaxed.
所以呢，他不太在乎。
So he doesn't care.
所以呢，也就不太好管。
So it's not really something you can control.
有这些特点。
With these characteristics.
那他就不像所谓小地方来的人啊。
He wouldn't be like someone who came from a small town.
天生带着这个特有的着急、紧张，以及由此衍生的努力。
Born with this inherent sense of urgency and the resulting effort.
我在看陈平原采访的那个视频里边啊，他。
I was watching that interview with Chen Mingjue.
他说到小地方来的人都比较着急啊。
He also said that people who come to small places are usually in a hurry.
说到这儿的时候呢
，At this point,
他回头就问他的这个太太夏小红啊。
He turned around and asked his wife Zairo Hong.
说是不是这样啊
？Is it like this?
那他的太太就肯定的说。
Then his wife certainly said.
百分之百是这样。
Absolutely.
陈平原是哈哈大笑。
Chen Mingjun laughed heartily.
他的夫人夏小红啊。
His wife, dear Zairo Hong.
也是一位著名的学者。
He is also a famous scholar.
他呢就出生在北京，是地道的北京人。
She was born in Beijing and is a native of Beijing.
她的身上确实有一种这个气定神闲的气质。
She really has that air of composure.
这个地域和城乡的文化差异啊。
This regional and rural cultural difference.
是影响中国人性格的一个重要的因素。
It is an important factor that affects the personality of Chinese people.
中国改革开放的历史可以说就是一部这个人口从偏远的小地方向繁华的大都市迁徙流动的一部历史。
The history of China's reform and opening up can be said to be a history of the population moving from remote, small places to prosperous large cities.
你不用说什么广州啊。
You don't have to say Guangzhou.
深圳这样的。
Like Shenzhen.
那北京不也一样吗？
Are you not the same in Beijing?
我在北京这么多年。
I have lived in Beijing for so many years.
从上学到工作。
From school to work.
就没遇到几个地道的北京人。
I haven't met many genuine Beijing locals.
大部分都是陈平原所说的这个外省人或者是小地方来的人。
Most of them are referring to the outsiders or people from rural areas, as said by Chen Minjuan.
所以呢，北京本身呢，就是一座着急的、不停的在努力的这么一个城市。
So, Beijing itself is a city that is constantly busy and striving.
这也是三十多年来中国飞速发展背后的精神气质。
This is also the spirit behind China's rapid development over the past 30 years.
那么近些年呢?
So, in recent years,
随着城乡差距啊在缩小。
As the gap between urban and rural areas continues to narrow,
尤其是随着互联网一代
especially with the internet generation,
年轻人呢慢慢的长大
as the young people grow up,
人们见识上的差异化呢也会越来越小
the differences in people's perceptions will also become smaller,
整个社会的这个着急指数啊也会慢慢地降下来。
The overall urgency index of the society will also gradually decrease.
那无论是70多岁的陈平原先生，还是年轻一些的啊。
Whether it's Mr. Chen Pingyuan, who is in his 70s, or someone younger.
像我们这些小地方来的人们，能够云淡风轻地反思和剖析自己。
Like people from small towns, we can reflect and analyze ourselves with a calm and detached perspective.
是不是也说明啊，地域差异这个话题呢，不再像以前那样那么敏感？
Does this also imply that the topic of regional differences is no longer as sensitive as it used to be?
你觉得夏老师的观察世界、思考世界的方法
？What do you think of Zier Zier's observation and thinking methods in the academic field？
对你
，OK
的影响会是什么
？What will be your impact？
我们俩的性格不一样。
We have different personalities，
所以可以互补，这样。
So, we can complement each other. Well,
说他做事比我细。
So, he's more meticulous than me.
而且比我慢。
And I'm slower than him.
对。
Okay.
您性子急。
You are impatient.
我发现
了。对对对。这个因为为什么呢？因为
I found out why.
因为那个我说那是因为我在乡下长大的。
Because that's why I said it was because I grew up in the countryside.
在下乡的时候
When I went to the countryside,
的生活会对我们造成影响。
Life affects us.
还有一个问题
There's also a question.
不知道判断对不对
I don't know if it's right or wrong
小地方来的人都比较着急
People from small towns tend to be impatient
因为包含我们广东啊
Because it includes Guangdong
然后各地的都是这样
Then everyone in each area was like this
说的对，就是百分之百的，
百分之百
都是这样的。
So, oh, it's 100%, 100% like that.
我终于有印证。
Finally, I finally have confirmation.
因为那个我会发现，北京人反正就是他们看多了各种各样的事情。
Because I realize that Beijingers are actually just exposed to all kinds of different worlds.
Yeah, 他们不会特别的着急。
They won't be in a hurry.
急，也不会特别的在意。
I don't care about it either.
小地方来的，走了很远很远的路才。
People from small places, they have traveled a long, long way.
来到这个地方来，进入这个世。
Just arrived in this place and entered this world.
对他们来
说。For them,
说这是很自然很普遍。
This is very natural and common.
很日常的生活。
Everyday life.
可对我们来说是一种新的生活。
Luck is a new life for us. Well,
我们有一种进入那个生活。
We have a way to enter that life.
然后只有在那个地方非常努力的做。
Then I had to work very hard there.
才能够站得住脚。
Only by standing firm can we succeed.
才能够留存下来，才能生活下去，这样的。
Only by being able to survive, we can continue to live.
所以它必定会造成那个性格的差异，这样。
Therefore, he must cause that kind of difference in personality.